Okay, we are in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Good. We've been discussing the machlokos between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi and the Tanakhama, right? And the question was a person who wants to be mosif on their ksuba, right? Person wants to add. He wants the hosif. He's allowed to be mosif. And so we said, what happens if she becomes an almana or a grusha, mina erisin, right? So bein erisin, bein nisuin, she gets everything, including the hosafa, right? And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, mina nisuin, she gets everything, but if they only had erisin, and then he dies, and then they get divorced, so then she's not going to get the hosafa. Why is that? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we assume, follows their proof, that we're holich basar umdana. Most people, they add this hosafa because they mean for it to come only once there's actually nisuin. So the machlokas. So the question is, how do we paskin? Okay, so it's actually a very interesting conversation about how we paskin. So the Gemara says as follows: Yosef Rav Chanina Kamei Rabbi Yanai. Actually, it is. Yeah, Rav Chanina. We are on the fourth line from the top of the page. Okay, so. Yeah, so Rabbi Chanina was Kra Kamed Rabbi Yanai. And what happened? V'kamar halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he said, and we passed on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amalei, he said to him, poke kari kareich lebra. All right, if you want to say piske halacha like that, say him outside. Meaning, ain halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Amrav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi said the name of Rabbeinu, halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Amrav Nachman, Amrav Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Also like halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Nachman, Rav Nachman di day Amar ain halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, v'nara day mishmei de Rav Nachman Amrei halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Va'af agav the lot Rav Nachman v'Amar called dine the dine Rav Elazar ben Azariah hachi v'hachi to havi, meaning that even though Rav Nachman said about a person any dayan who passes like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the following should happen to him, meaning it's cursing the person now, like the following bad thing should happen to you. Afilu hachi halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah v'halacha l'maisa. You should find that language, right? The Gemara paskins that we do follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that we go based on the umdana, the assumption that the guy would not have wanted to give the hosafa unless they actually had nisuin, and that's why she only gets the hosafa if she's nisgarsha or nisarmla from nisuin, not just from mirrors. Fine. Okay, so by Ravin. So Ravin now asks the following question about this din. Nichnas ala chupa velo nivala. Mahu. So what would happen if they came, they actually had chuppah. Chuppah meaning, presumption meaning, they had nisuin now, right? But they never had tashmish, right? So they had the chuppah and he dies before they ever have birishon. So mahu, what's halacha? Chibas chuppah kona, chibas bia kona. Meaning which, again, we said it, the guy is only giving the hosafa because he expects them to have nisuin, to have nisuin. So is it nisuin or is it the nisuin? Because again, there's no heter for them to have tashmish until they have nisuin. So maybe it's not just the nisuin per se, but it's what the nisuin represents. The fact that they can be able to have a physical relationship. So we got to find out. So tashma the tani of Yosef. Shelo kasev la ela al chibas laila harishon. So Rav Yosef says, what's the reason that we have to wait until they after you have nisuin? Because he only wrote the hosafa about what? Achibas Laila Harishon. Okay, so it's because of his interest and desire for the first night. What does that mean? If this bothers you, don't worry, this is going to bother us as we read. If, you know, it makes a lot of sense, if you say that Achibas Chupa is Kona, because that's what it means, Laila Harishon. Eli Amris Achibas Bia Kona, Bia Balaila Harishon. Bia Balala Harishon Issa Mekaveh Achleisa. What do you mean? He said Bia when he says language of Laila Harishon. So Laila Harishon means what? That means the wedding, because the wedding is the Laila Harishon. If he meant Tashmish, Tashmish isn't only the first night. That's it continues on for the entirety of their marriage. So says Gemara. So Elamai Chupa. But what about the language of Chupa? Chupa Laila Issa Bia Mama Leisa. What do you mean when he says Chibas Laila Harishon? That means, so on the one hand, the argument is, oh, it must be in chuppah, because that's something that happens only once, right? The other argument is that no, but it says Laila. Chuppah's not only about Laila, right? Chuppah's at night and after, there's been plenty of weddings that happen during the day. So it's fine, but Tameich, Bia Balala Issa, Bia Mama Leila, same question, but Bia is also only at night, but not during the day. Ha'amar Rava, im hayav b'bayis afa mutter, right? That is permissible even during the day, as long as it's the room is, as long as you make the room dark. So tashmish during the day is also permissible. So says the Gemara, no halokasha orach ara kamash malon, right? No, but we're talking about what's normal, right? Debia balayla elachupa, meaning what's orach? Orach ara, we say tashmish, you mean typically mean night. It's not forbidden during the day, permissible during the day, but typically it means it's referring to the nighttime. When you say the nighttime, you mean tashmish. Elachupa kasha, right? Elachupa, that's a kasha. But if you wanted to assume it means chuppah, you'd have a kasha. It'd be a kasha on you from this source. So Gemara says no chuppah nami lo kasha kevin the stam chuppah labia kaima orach ara kamashman. No, same thing. Debalila, right? So maybe you could argue no, Lila Rishon could also be referenced to chuppah because chuppah is the wedding and the chuppah is what you need to get to the first night. So by saying first night, you mean chuppah. Okay. So by Rav Ashi, so we don't really have a solution here. So by Rav Ashi, nichnas ala chuppa upirs. According to this, we still don't have a resolution. Correct? We don't have a resolution because we're going to go on to the next question. But it does seem sounds correct, right? We don't have a resolution yet to this question. Okay, but we're going to ask another question anyways. By Rav Ashi, nichnas ala chuppa upirs anida mahu. So what? You're showing them read this in different ways. One is that they actually had a chuppah, and the chuppah was not a chuppah's nida, and then she became a nida before they had tashmish, right? And then he dies, right? Other way to read the case is no nichnas to the chuppah upirsa nida means it was a chuppah's nida. I mean, when they had the chuppah, she was a nida even at the time of the chuppah. But either way, the point is that when they had a chuppah and then she became a nida and he died before they ever had tashmish. So im tim salama chibas chupa kona chupi de chayz labia, ava chupi de lo chayz labia lo, odim aloshna. By the way, it reads much better, it would seem. It reads much better. I think it's Tosfos. It says that it's about being that she's already a nida when it comes time for the chupa. Right? She's already a nida when it comes time for the chupa. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, you told me it needs to be chupa. Fine, but this is a chupa that is not a... Chupi that's chazi labia in the sense that she's already a need at that point, right? About chupi the lo chazi labia, lo maybe not. Odilma lo shna, maybe we don't care. Meaning the bottom line is they're still having. If you care about chupa, you still have chupa, right? We do this today, right? You know, we'll still do a chupa's nida. They're married, so they can't have tashmish till later. Fine, but they're still considered married, so maybe that's enough to be considered chupa. Which one do we say? Answer is teku. We don't know. Okay, Rehuda Omer, Ratza Kosev Lebesula. So one of the things that Rehuda says is that, and we've seen this actually quoted multiple times, right? We saw this quoted before, that if the guy wants, what can he do? He can write to her 200 zuz, right? And she'll write, and she writes, to, and she's, you know, writes back like a receipt that says, I already got 100. Right? He writes to her 100, and she writes back, I already got 50. Fine. So he thought that was permissible. Okay. So fine. Vesavri Yehuda de Kosvin Shover. Right. So Yehuda again, what did he say? He said you're allowed to, she writes in Ratza Kotel Basura Star Shamasain, Vihi Kosevis, and she writes, He's Kabati Mimcha Mana. Mana Mana Vihi Kosevis, He's Kabati Mimcha Chamisha. So what's that she writes to him? It sounds like she writes to him some type of receipt, right? For that which he gave her. We're gonna see the distinction. The fact is that in reality he didn't give her anything. Right, so it's just a way of reducing the amount. So, but the Gemara's question is: Vesav Rabbi Yehuda de Kosvin Shover. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can write a receipt, and presume the presumption being a receipt for a loan which is paid in is partially paid, right? A partially paid loan. So, someone owed somebody $1,000 and he paid out $500. Do we say that that you write the person a receipt for that for the first $500? So. Let's say a person was owed $1,000. He owed $1,000 to somebody, and he paid up $500. So does the Mava, so Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachlif, Rabbi Yehuda says, you swap it out. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yichtov lo shover. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you are Yachlif, which means, you rip it up, right? You write a new one. Right, exactly. You swap it out for the right. Rashi says, "Yichtov shtar acher kadei chov hanishar." V'yikra harisha, right? You tear up the first one. V'lo yichtov shover lahara, and you don't write a shover. Lahara koach halovesh yitztarech lishmor shovro mina achbarim. Right, so you again, you write a new one for what's left, right? And you don't, instead, because what could you do? You could send him something that says, you paid me 500, but he still has his shtar on you that says you owe him 1,000, right?
Right.
He owes the shtar.
And then you can do both.
The shtar, and I'll have the receipt.
Right. No, but the point is that if he ever wants to come and claim again, the reason he holds Yachlif, if he holds that Yachlif, is because otherwise, you're going to have to make sure you hold that receipt. Mm-hmm. It's the borrower who holds the receipt for 500, right? Because he's going to have to hold on to it. Otherwise, I can go back and say 1,000. Because what do you mean I paid? He goes, no, you didn't. Here's my shtar. Where's your receipt?
Right.
Right. So that way he doesn't have to do that. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yachlif, right? Just write him a new one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yichtov lo shover, right? He says, no, write him a receipt. Rashi says, Velo Yachlif, Lahara koa chamalve, limchol shibudo mizman harishon. Right? So we don't write a new one. Right, and this actually hurts the koach of the malva of the lender to be mochel from the original time. So the point being, right, that
I think the machloket is driven by whether we give benefit, a greater benefit to the payer, to the borrower.
Right, exactly. So who do you want to help out here? But right. Why is it? Let's just play this out. Why does it help the? Why would the borrower? He's going to prefer that you write a new star. That way, the guy can't come clean again. Can't me again.
He doesn't have to keep a hold of this receipt.
Right. And why would the lender prefer the other way? Why is it better from the other way? Why would the lender prefer to just write a receipt? Yeah. Why would he prefer? Because this is what Rashi is saying. V'lo yachlif lehara koach hamalve. Right. It's. You're not going to mess over the malveh. Limchol shibudo mizman harishon. Oh, because he's worried about the date of the original shtar.
Like he won't be able to claim, if it's a new date, then all the property that was...
Right. That he originally right. at the time right. of the right. loan. Right. Yeah, that the time of the loan. Exactly. Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. So he wants to maintain the shtar from the original date.
Right.
Because...
So he could collect versus... From
the shibudim. That's why. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, so then we can work together and work this out. Okay. Fine. But the point is, if Yehuda holds, you don't write a shofar. Right? So if Yehuda's the one who says, what do? You write 200. She writes a shofar basically says, you gave me 100, and now you only owe 100. I thought Yehuda doesn't hold such a thing. Okay? So Am Rabbi Yirmiya, kishis shofrasa mitocha. No, what happens here is that it's part of the document, right? That Rashi says, b'soch haksuba atzma, yichtov ha-shofar. Meaning, the point is, what happens? What's our concern? Concern is, you don't have the person to hold on to the receipt, right? I don't have to hold on to my 100, and my receipt for 100, so you and that way you can't go claim 200 on me. And it's all one star anyways. So if it's all one star anyways, then Rabbi doesn't care, right? Because that was the whole point. So he says, so Yirmiya says, no, the case is, I mean, it's not two different pieces of paper, it's all one document. Abai Amar, No, even if it's not, it's really two pieces of paper, right? She has a ksuba that says you owe me 200, and he has a receipt that says I already paid you 100. So why is that going to work here also? Why would that work here, even though Yehuda wouldn't allow it in a regular loan? Bishlama hasam vade pare, right? Dilma mirkas tavarta umafelik l'shtara. What's the concern in the original case? The original case is the guy really paid. Right, so I owed him $200, and he paid me back, and I paid him back 100, and now I lose. And what happens if I lose my shover? So he's gonna come claim another time. He's gonna come claim the full 200 on me, right? But halcha vada yav la milsa ba'almehi da amrele, right? The whole point here is that the whole thing is not true. Give her 200. He didn't really say I owe you 200, and she really paid. You know, he really paid her off 100. It never really happened, right? So it's all on him. Right. So meaning, in the usual case, the malva and lova both have something to lose, right? But in this case, it's all on the guy, right? So she writes in the shtar saying, you know, yes, you usually owe me 200, but you paid me 100. So who's going to lose? It's not like she has to hold on to the shtar and she's going to lose out if she or he, whatever. There's no borrower in this case, in a certain sense, right? Who's going to lose out? And that's why usually we do that to protect the borrower. Here we don't have to worry about that. So Bishlama, so fine. So Bishlama, Abaye lo amar ki Rabbi Yirmiya. So I understand why Abaye doesn't say like Rabbi Yirmiya. I mean, Abaye's answer was that this case is unique, right? This case is different. It's not really comparable to the regular case of Shover. So I understand why Abaye doesn't hold like Rabbi Yirmiya, right? And why is that? Why do I understand why he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yirmiya? Lo katani Shover samisocha, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah anything about, right, the shover being part of the document. El Rabbi Yirmiya, my time alarm can buy it. But why wouldn't Rabbi Yirmiya, right? Rabbi Yirmiya gives his answer, get the shover's bisocha. What? Just say like a baye. Right? Just say like a baye that it's unique. It's a unique case. And that's why it doesn't have to be written in the shtar itself. And it could just be it's a different type, it's not a real loan. And that's why we don't care. So why didn't he say that? No, the answer is gzeira shover the hacha al to shover the ama. Right? Meaning, maybe he'd say, yeah, I understand it's a unique case, but if I start allowing it here, right, if I allow a shover in this case, now I'm going to start allowing shovers in other cases, it looks very much like a loan, so therefore we don't want to allow that. Good, fine. So continues the Gemara. Time of the kusvale of alpeh lo. Right? So what seems to be true is that the reason why this whole thing works, right, is that she writes back to him, right, either in the shtar itself, or as a separate shover, that she writes to him, I'm mochel on the 100. Right? Ava'al peh, lo. But if she just says, you owe for me 200 and I'm mochel on the other 100, that doesn't work. Am I? Why is that? Davar sheba momon hi, v'shamina le Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar davar sheba momon, t'na'o kayim. And we know when it comes to a davar sheba momon, a t'nai works. So if that's what they say out loud, and they say it al peh, so who cares whether she wrote it or not? Look, Rashi says, "Ava'alpeh." See where I am? "Ava'alpeh da havele tana ba'alma lo have tana demasa mashikaza b'toruhu." Right. So the concern here is, what's the case? He told her, right, "I'm writing you, a ksuv for 200," right? And she's going to say back, "No problem. It's like I already got 100 from you." Basically, the point being, it's ki'ilu, they made a t'nai on the ksuba that even though it says 200, really I'm giving it to you almost amanas, I'm only going to have to give you 100. Right? So, if that's true...
When they say it's al-peh, though, it's in front of witnesses or just in al-peh?
That's a good question. Is it in front of witnesses? L'chor, it's in front of witnesses. That's a good point. L'chor, it's in front of witnesses. Because otherwise we have no proof that it happened.
Right.
Yeah, so just like any ksuba is the kinyan happens in front of witnesses in the witnesses sign, right, the same reason. So lechor it's alpeh. Lechor it's in front of witnesses is a good point. Fine, but the problem is that the Mishnah seems to be saying specifically, and Rabbi Yehuda himself seems to be specifically, is that she wrote it to him, but alpeh for some reason, but alpeh it's not going to work. And Gemara says, but why not? This is davar sheba mamon, and Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that when it comes to davar sheba mamon, to know kayam, it works. And how do I know? Ditsanya, because the following brisa, ha'omer le'isha, hariyah mikudeshesi amanasha ein leich alai sher ksus ona. Let's say a person says, hariyah, you're going to be my wife. Amanas said, I don't have to keep the things that I'm responsible for as your husband, right? Sher ksus ona, his physical responsibilities to her in terms of taking care of her clothing and her place to live, etc., and his and their sexual responsibilities to each other. So what happens in that case? Harezu mikudeshes v'tinao batel. Right. So in that situation, the Tanakama, the Rebbe Meir, holds dir mikudeshes, and the tana doesn't work. Right. He makes that tana doesn't matter because why? Because he's masa mashkasa b'torah. That's the requirement of that's the halachic requirement. Rebbe Yehuda Omer v'davar sheba mamon tinao kayim. Rebbe Yehuda says when it comes to the money part, right, the sharing the ksus, it actually works. Right. She's mikudeshes. When it comes to the ona, that's not true. When it comes to ona, that's not davar sheba mamon. Rashi says, "V'davar sheba mamon sherek v'ksus." That's she's tanai's kaim. He doesn't have to pay. However, ona he's still responsible for. That's not davar sheba mamon, right? Good. So that's. But if all that being the case, then why does Rabbi Yehuda say that she has to write for him, right? That it's okay. That's like I got the other 100. So answers the Gemara. Kasav Rav Yehuda, Ksuba Derabanan. Right? Must be the Yehuda holds that Ksuba Derabanan. Vechachamim asu chizuk ledivrehem yoser vishal Torah. Right? Because Rav Yehuda holds that Ksuba Derabanan. And even though Masa Mashakasa Batorah, Davashivamamon, Tanao Kayam, when it comes to Derabanan, we're actually more machmir, right? Sometimes the Chazal are more machmir Dine Derabanan because there's a concern that you're going to be mizalzel, right, in Dine Derabanan, and therefore the Chachamim made a chizik, l'divrayim, more than the Torah. And therefore, that's why he says you specifically have to write it, and you can't just say about that. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to attack this concept that Asu Chachamim chizik, l'divrayim, yosim mishal Torah, is that really true? Is that really true? Okay. So Gemara said, really? Hare peros derabanan, v'lo avdu lo avdul hu rabanan chizik. But the concept of peros, right, Rashi says, v'hare peros de nichse milug, right, the money that she brings, property, etc., that she brings into the marriage, right, that are hers midirabanan. Rashi says, derabanan, they're hers, because they're hers. But what's derabanan? Rashi says, hai de baal ochlan, right? The fact that the husband is allowed to make use of those peros. Takanta derabanani, that's the takanta derabanan. V'lo av derabanan chizuk shehei tana'o batel im hisna limchol achilaso. Let's say he says, harim kadeshesli, I'm anastad, I'm not going to eat from your nichsem yiluk. So if he says that, it doesn't, Chazal, we say that the tana works, right? And it's not, and he actually can't even listen to me. Look, why? You just said that peros, this whole idea of him being allowed to even the peros, it's only takana midrabanan that he's allowed to do so. And if it's chazal made a chizuk on their divrayim, so then when he makes that claim, so what should happen? It shouldn't work. Right? It shouldn't be allowed. And hari peros derabanan, but love the rabbanan chizuk. This nan we learned in a mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer la olam who ochel pire peros, he's allowed to even eat the peros of the peros, ad sheyichtav la din udvarim ein li b'nechseich u'beperosein u'beperosein ad olam. And unless he writes it down, right? I have nothing to do with anything, any of the peros, even the peros of the peros, nothing. I have nothing, you know, forever, right? He's not that. Unless he does that, then he would be still allowed to eat from the peros. Meaning that. To know that if he makes a tanai not to use them, baal peh, it's not going to work. So you see that Chazal did not make a chizuk to their devar, right? V'kaimalan, my kosev, Omer. And what do you mean that he writes it means? He could even say it, right? Rashi says, Ama tanai o tanai. You see that his tanai works, right? So what do you mean that Chazal make chizuk to the very most of Mishra Torah? It's not true. Amar Baye, Lakol Yesh Ksuba, Velo Lakol Yesh Peros. The Baye says that, you know why? You're right. Chazal don't make a chizuk l'divrayim in every single scenario, right? So when do they do? So they do things that are shchiach, right? So every person who gets married has to have a ksuba. So for the rules that have to come with the ksuba, Chazal made a chizuk l'divrayim because that's something that everyone does. Not every woman who gets married has nichsem miluk. Right? And milsa the shchicha of the bar abanan chizuk, milsa the shchicha lo av the bar abanan chizuk. Right? The things that are not so, don't happen so often. So for those things, Chazal did not make chizuk. That's his answer. Okay. Well, not so fast. Hare chamarim the shchicha, right? Velo av the lar abanan chizuk. Right? But when it comes to chamarim, does not mean donkeys. It means people who have donkeys, the donkey drivers. Is it referring to Ami Aretz? I'm referring to the din of demai, right? Which is a suffix. The question that all Amei Aretz we assume take truma, and we are not sure if Amei Aretz take maisa, right? So produce that comes from a Amei Aretz is demai, right? Suffix whether we know that truma was taken, but suffix whether demai whether maisa was taken. Look at Rashi. Bahari chamarim gabi demai derabanan hu v'lo avdu hu chizuk lemechush legomlin lerebi Yehuda. We'll see in a second what this means. What's the example? This nan, the following Mishnah. Hachamarim, this is a Gemara we actually learned 20, 32 daf ago. Hachamarim shenichnusu le'ir. So you have, again, these donkey drivers who come to the city. V'amar echamehen sheli chadash, v'shachaveri yashan. Right? So he says, well, my produce is chadash, and my friend's produce, his produce is yashan. Right? We want it to be yashan. That's better, right? That means permissible for him to eat. Shali einu mitukon. Mine is, again, I was not mafish maestros. Vishal chaveri mitukon. But my friend, he separated maestros. Ein nemonim. Right? They're not believed. Right? Because what's the concern? The concern is that they're pulling a fast one. Right? Oh yeah, don't take from me, my friend, he's very religious. But they go from town to town and they play this game, right, back and forth. That was I think that's what we said then. Does that sound familiar? I think that's right? Mm-hmm. I think so. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'emanim. So Yehuda says, no, we can actually believe them in such a case. So again, you see that Rabbi Yehuda says you believe them and we're not concerned, right? Again, we're dealing with Demai, which is a din derabanan, basically not allowing people, or at least to have to be choshesh, not to allow that which comes from an Am Haaretz. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says we're willing to be mekel in that situation, to believe the Am Haaretz about someone else, or the other Am Haaretz. So what's going on here? So again, that's a situation that is a milsa de shchicha, right? And again, they didn't make chizik. He should have said he could be, you know, even stronger on such a case. So Amar Abaye vadai d'divrei avdu rabbanan chizik. No, when you're dealing with a vadai, right? I think that's for sure a problem, and it's the rabbanan chazal made a chizik. Suffik d'divrei lo avdu rabbanan chizik. But in dealing with a suffik, the rabbanan, that already chazal aren't going to. Again, you're dealing with a situation of amei aretz. You don't know, right? Demai itself is a suffik thing, and now you don't know if the guy is telling the truth or not telling the truth. So there's suffik on these, and there's din rabbanan. So that situation, they don't make chizik. But that doesn't mean that the whole rule is not true. So Rav Amar b'demai hekilin. And Rav says that also demai is unique. Demai already has a relatively, we're make by demai anyways. That the whole thing again is just a chashash. So that's why in this situation, Rav Yehuda is willing to be mekel. But the point is that otherwise, the rule is true that Chazal do make chizik l'divrayim, and that's why Rav Yehuda was particularly, or again, maybe one answer. An explanation for why Rabbi didn't hold like Abaye in terms of understanding the case. Because this whole case, even if the shover isn't part of the shtar, nevertheless, in this case, they were willing to be make on not choshe. You know what's going to be in different cases of shover. Fine. Okay. Next. So the next point in the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir made after Rabbi Yehuda gives his whole. Shtikat Torah about how it's permissible for the give 200 and let her be mochan 100, etc. Rabbi Meir says something very, very strong. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer called poches lebesula mimasayim ulamana mimana. Anyone who takes less says a besula gets less than 200 or a mana gets less than 100. Harezu beilas znus. And that's considered that their tashmish is an act of znus, which is very surprising to say because they're married, right? But nevertheless, doing 199 instead of 200, or 99 instead of 100, already is considered a bilas nos. So says Gemara, kolah poches afilu bitzna ba'ama bitzna. Right, this is if you make a less even with a tana. Rashi says midelo tana kol basula she'in lamasai. I mean, the language is not. Let me just. Let's keep going. He doesn't say that. Va'amana she'ein la'amana. That's what he says, right? Meaning, the language was not any basula doesn't have 200 or any amana doesn't have 100. It was called a pochos. Poches. What does that mean? Shema mina dehachi ashmina sha'af api. This is what it means. Sha'af api shehi gova levasof. That even though she's going to collect it in the end, the ain tanao kayim, because this tanai is not real, right? Afilu hachi kaven demi kara asni kari la bilas nos. Right. So what the chiddush is? It's not about any woman who doesn't get the 200, doesn't get the 100. Even if she's going to get the 100 or the 200, the fact that he was poches, like he. Almost like that he tries to be poches, right? From the amount, that itself makes into bilas nos. Why? Mishum dimishas bia lohava samcha daita aksuba. And this is the reason why. Because what's the whole point? The whole point of the aksuba is to make her feel better. Give her a certain comfort. My husband is not going to marry me and then tomorrow divorce me. Why? Because it's expensive, right? So because it's an expensive thing, he must really want to be married to me. But the fact that this guy, before they even get married, he's already starting to lower the amount of the ksuba, she's already feeling nervous. And but the point being, this isn't like a superlative. You know, let's be those notes. The answer is, it's sort of saying it really is, right? Because the whole point is that she doesn't really feel protected, in which case she's not really have the das to be married, right? And that seems to be what he's saying, right? So now go back to the Gemara. So kol ha-poches afilu b'tzna, right? Even if he was poches just with the tznai, right? But he didn't actually do it. Alma kasavra tzna batel, right? What do you see? That the tznai is batel v'isla, and she still gets the money, right? V'kevin da amrla leislech, right? And then, since he says to her, you don't have elamana, lo samcha daita, right? She's not going to be able to have das to really be married to him. V'havila bilas bilas nos, right? And the bila will really be a bilas nos. V'hashaminan Rabbi Meir da amar kol masna mashikasa b'tora tana batel habderabanan tana kayam, right? So Gemara says, wait a second. That's what you're trying to tell me what's going to happen. There's a Tanai, but the Tanai is no good, right? But I thought Rabbi Meir is the one who's the one who holds, right? That any person who makes a Tanai, Mashkasu B'Torah, the Tanai is Batel, but if it's only Derabanan, then Tanai is Kayim. What's the assumption of the Gemara at this point? That Ksuba is Derabanan. Right? So answer the Gemara, no, because Rabbi Meir, Ksuba Deraisa. No, so Rabbi Meir holds that a Ksuba is Deraisa, and that's what this is. This is Rabbi Meir's point, that if you make a Tanai on the Ksuba, even though your tanai is no good, nevertheless, it creates a situation where the bia becomes a bilas nos because her das is now like slippery, not so comfortable, and therefore there's a concern at least that she's not really somech das. Okay, next. So Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, kol apoches lebisula mimasayim ula mana mimana harezu bilas nos. Okay, so again, quoting the same sheet of Rabbi Meir, if you're poche, says the Basil Messiah, Mamana, that's considered to be this notes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rashai. Yossi says, you're loud. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ratza, Kosev, the Basula, Shtar, Shem, Messiah, Vihikosev, Eslovis, Kabalti, Mimcha, Mana, Lamana, Mana, Vihikosev, Eslovis, Kabalti, Mimech, Mimcha, Chamishim Zuz. Right, so these are the three opinions now, according to Brisa. We knew already Rabbi Meir, we knew already Rabbi Yehuda, but we included in here Rabbi Yossi, who says Rashai, that he's actually allowed to be poches. So it says the Gemara, Vesar Rabbi Yossi Rashai, Yossi says this is permissible, right? Like Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Rashai, Vafilu Alpeh, right? And even if he just says it Alpeh, Nami Tino Kayim, it works. So meaning if he says less, then it actually is less. Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar nami rashai. Rabbi Yehuda saying, yeah, he also holds that's permissible. Rabbi Yossi miu al pet to know about that. Right, meaning what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? The difference is Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be, you know, bichsav, and Rabbi Yossi is saying it's going to work even al pet. Rabbi Yossi even al pet. Right, fine. Okay, fine. But let's go back to the Gemara. But you want to say Rabbi Yossi says that this works even al pet, that he can make this claim that it's less. Rumini, and he'll say, I'll give you 200, she'll say, I'll give you 100 back, etc. So Rumini, ain't osing subas isha metathlin, bimbinei tikkun olam. We have a different rule, and that rule is, a subas isha has to always be collected from karka, and it can't be collected, or at least designated, to be collected from metathlin. Why bimbinei tikkun olam? Right? Bimbinei tikkun olam, lachora, Rashi says, ain't osing suba metathlin, ain't miyachdin metathlin ksub. We don't say, you know, this car or whatever is going to be for the ksuba, or this jewelry is the ksuba. Why? Bnei tikkun olam shema yovdu or yifchasu demayan. Right? What could happen is you say these silver candlesticks are for the ksuba, and then the price of silver goes down, or they get lost. So now she's going to, again, the whole point is that it gives her this assurance. Right? So if it's karka, the karka's not going anywhere. But metatlin can always get lost, and we talked about this, you know, just recently. They can get lost, they can go away, etc. And then she doesn't have that same assurance. Okay. So Rabbi Yossi said, "V'chima tikkun olam yesh bezu v'alo ein ketsuvin upochsin tanakama nami ein osin kamar." And am I reading this right? I feel like I'm not reading it right.
How do you
But this is Rav Yossi's response. Meaning, yeah. Again, their kasha is, how can you say Rav Yossi says you can be poches on the ksuba,
right.
Baal peh?
Right.
Right? I thought Rav Yossi, we said that a ksuba can't be metalton, pay tikkun olam.
Mm-hmm.
Kasha being, we're nervous that it's going to go down in price, and right. She's not going to have assurance. And Rav Yossi allowing him to be poches is also attacking the assurance that she has. Is that the point?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Is that?
Let me see. So I'm Rav Yossi v'chima tikkun olam yesh bazu. What tikkun olam is it? Oh, and ksuvim, they have no fixed value. Mm-hmm. Post them, and they go down in value. It's still a question.
Oh, so meaning, so this is all part of the kasha?
It's all the question.
Meaning,
so
Rav Yossi said, Rashai. Really? Or meaning, right. Ain't osing suba, si shem talzim te tikkun olam. And I'm Rav Yossi v'chima tikkun olam yesh bazu. Valo ink suvin upochsin, right? I mean, I think the point is going to be.
Yeah, it's a Ramino, it's a stira because Rav Yossi says it's quoting Rav Yossi as saying Rashai,
right?
And here it's saying Rav Yossi says there's no tikkun olam because it goes down in value,
so right? And that's, I mean, this is, I think the point is Rav Yossi is not it's not two opinions in this brisa. Meaning Rav Yossi is saying the reason why you can't use metaltelin is right. Because that won't give her that assurance,
right?
Right. You're not going to have a tikkun olam. Meaning, tikkun olam is only going to be by karka.
Right.
Right.
So it's still a question of why he was able to say Rashai. It's a stira.
Right. Right. So Tanakama nami ain osin ka'amar. El Allah. So, meaning, Tanakama also holds you can't do this. El Allah v'hachin ka'amar. B'med v'ayim amurim b'shlo kibal alav achrayis. Aval kibal alav achrayis osin. So what's the point?
So the husband guarantees the
metaltelin. The metaltelin. Right. So even Rabbi Yossi agrees that, or even the Tanakhama agrees that if it wasn't Mikab Lachrayas, if it's Mikab Lachrayas, so then you can use this metalthalin as your ksuba, right? It's set aside for the ksuba. But us, Rabbi Yossi Lenemar, Kikiba Lachrayas, my osin. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if you accept Lachrayas, also why can you make a ksuba from metalthalin? Valo, ain ksuba nupochsin. Right? It's not a set value on those things, and the amount's going to go down, right? So, hashto mahas and the dilma pachse chai should be Yossi hachadav vadeka pachse lakoshken etzkash. Right. So there, Rav Yossi says, "Wow, you never know. The price of silver could go down, and you use these silver candlesticks as your ksuba. That's crazy. You won't have assurance because the price is going down." Rav Yossi, you're the one who said that, and now you're saying you can lower the value of the ksuba bapa. That how can that be? So, and the Gemara, no, hachi hashto. It's not the same thing. Hasam lo yada de tachil. Hacha yada v'kamachla. Right? Now, what's the difference? The difference is, in that case, she never knows, right, when it's going to go down or not. But here, she agrees. Right? Right. So here he'd say, yeah, but we have an agreement. Right. Since we have an agreement that it's, instead of 200, it's 100, it's not maybe it's going to drop down further. It's not going to go down further. This is the amount that we set up. But that amount, the amount of the silver, that price could constantly fluctuate, and she's consistently feeling uncomfortable. And that's why it's not a steer. Okay, excellent. Okay, so stop here. We'll come next week, Mirch Hashem. Daf Nun Zayin.